Track 12, Joint Health, What You Need to Know. Monica Price is a qualified nutritional therapist, writer and broadcaster, and is the go-to expert for health and well-being on national television and radio stations across the UK.
As the autumnal weather descends and the days start to feel colder, our habits with food and exercise start to change too. If your joints become more stiff and start to ache in the colder temperatures, now this would be a good time to look at your food and drink. The colder weather can cause our muscles to tighten up, increasing the pressure and pain in any inflamed joints, and so it's important to look after yourself. If you are over one of... I'll start that again. If you are one of over 10 million people in the UK that have the common condition arthritis, then you will understand how painful and inflamed your joints can become. Arthritis causes inflammation and pain in the joints, and it can affect your hands, your knees, hips and spine, making any movement difficult and painful. So eating and drinking the right foods can help with the inflammation in your body, and taking daily outdoor exercise also benefits you too and keeps your immune system healthy. So try adding some of these anti-inflammatory foods to your diet every day to help reduce your joint pain. Omega-3 fatty acids. Now these are what we call essential fats, as our body can't make them and we have to get them from our food. They are called a polyunsaturated fat and may help lower the risk of arthritis as well as heart disease and dementia and depression. Foods that are high in omega-3 are oily fish, so that's salmon and mackerel or sardine, and nuts, especially walnuts, and flax seeds. And don't forget dark green leafy vegetables. Anything dark green and leafy should be a daily addition to your diet. Foods such as cabbage, kale and spinach, they're all packed with phytonutrients which help prevent disease and keep your immune system healthy. And remember to steam your vegetables to ensure you keep more of the nutrients in them during the cooking process. And nuts and seeds. Now these nutritionally rich foods can help reduce inflammation, and they're packed full of protein and fibre and vitamins and minerals. Brazil nuts are a great source of selenium, which helps to reduce inflammation and boost your immune system. And try adding a handful of these every day to your diet. And antioxidants. Foods high in antioxidants are garlic, onion, any red berries and blueberries. And these are often known as superfoods because of their ability to boost your immune system. We need these daily to help lower the risk of diseases and inflammation. And beans and lentils. Now these little powerhouse foods are packed full of protein and fibre and they're low in fat. Research has shown that adding these to your diet can help reduce inflammation. And try different types of beans, such as black beans, black-eyed peas, chickpeas or edamame for variety. And so we have talked about the foods, but what about the drinks? Well, let's talk about the humble cup of fruit tea. Infusions are one of the best drinks for anyone suffering with joint pain or arthritis, as they have many health benefits. Now, these are the top 6 teas I would recommend. All are high in antioxidants and rich in anti-inflammatory compounds. Now, they're green, ginger, turmeric, chamomile, fennel and rosehip. And water is another important drink, keeping your body hydrated and ready to fight inflammation. Try starting your day with a cup of hot water with some fresh lemon juice. You will soon start to feel the benefits if your body stays hydrated. And whilst eating and drinking anti-inflammatory foods can help, it is important to go to your GP and seek medical advice if you are experiencing prolonged pain in your joints or if you are finding it increasingly difficult to move around. So now, time for that cup of green tea.